I believe that the decision of the Treasury of the United States is a very real one because it is not in the set in the time. They will have two times every year to set some kind of report to see whether a country is a manipulator or not. Actually, on the last report, they didn't see that China is a manipulator of the currencies, but now they changed. So I do believe that it is a temporary measurement, and we can find from the statement that the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States is seeking for the cooperation with IMF to deal with or to discuss the possibilities about the currencies with China. So I hope this process will go further to release the pressures for the decision of the manipulator in the future.
Some say the trade tensions between the United States and China may be headed for a currency war. Do they have a point? Should we be concerned?
I don't like it because, you know, the currency war is a very dangerous thing because that every trade, not only the trading goods but also the trading services, will be affected by the fluctuation of the exchange. So I would say that we hope that will not happen if both countries can do something to reach agreement in the future. But if there has to be something, you know, happened in the future, I think both countries, especially markets, should have the expectations that we should do something to stop that. You can find that in the stock market of the United States that it has reflected afraid of the market further and improved frictions between these two countries.
And here I want to have a quick recap of the recent trade negotiations. On July 30 and 31st, China and U.S. trade representatives meet for trade talks in Shanghai. And the next day, on August 1st, Trump tweeted to slap additional 10% tariff on remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese imports, starting on September 1st. So why would Trump administration do something like this? What do they want?
I think that it is that the Trump administration are not quite satisfied with the negotiations. Maybe they have a very high target and they want to reach that target in such a short time of negotiation. But I don't think it's you know, useful and it's realistic because both countries have a lot of changes after last negotiations in May. And after one more month, everything has changed, the economic situation in both countries and also attitudes of both countries' domestic industries and the expectation of the market. So both sides should try to reach some same concerns and same principles on the negotiation first for the target, for what they want to have in the future, then start to negotiate on this. So I believe that this meeting cannot represent that both countries should not try to further push on the negotiation. It is should be the start point for both countries to try to do something in the future. So I don't think that Trump's actions are or nervous is so realistic, and maybe I don't think it's a very good time to do that.
And in your opinion, who's going to further suffer from it?
I mean, we always mention that the trade war is not good for anyone. So I mean that both countries will suffer from that. If you see the structure of the tariffs, this is the third list of the impose of tariffs for United States. In my understanding, that is the least part of the tariffs that United States want to impose on the import because they want to leave the worst in the last. So I would say that these things will suffer the United States citizens, especially for the consumers. And also, I would like to mention that Chinese exporters will also suffer from that. But I think that we have done a lot of measurements to deal with their problems. I would say that for both countries, we will suffer, but for the endurable or the ability to stand for that, maybe China is better.
Although we see People's Bank of China Governor Yi Gang said China won't let yuan become a casualty of the trade war, still Trump's tariffs coupled with the yuan depreciation have left investors concerned that the trade dispute is going out of control. Is that the case? The trade dispute, is it going out of control?
I don't think so, but I also don't hope that will happen. I think that both countries still in the process of negotiation for the preparation for the meeting in September. So I mean that if there are some other signals both sides want to send to others, we heard that. And I don't think that will be very important issues to stop the negotiation. If that happens, if that really happens, I would say that market will suffer a lot. And till now, we only see some of the signals sent by the by Trump and by some other parties. It hasn't been become the realities. It means that we're still in the process of to argue, not to act. So I would expect that these things will not lead to a failure of meeting in September.